Congress today cleared its much-debated economic stimulus package, valued at $330 billion in tax cuts and credits, plus another $20 billion in cash to help states. But the long-term cost of the cuts will depend on how many of them expire on schedule and how many are made permanent by future Congresses. In the long run, the cost to the Treasury could be several times higher than advertised. In a moment, what all this will mean for taxpayers next April. But first, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the developments from Capitol Hill.
Once again, the star of the show was Vice President Dick Cheney. His vote had been crucial in passing the Senate's own tax cut package last week. Then he played the broker on the different House and Senate plans and the referee for rival Republican leaders. Then this morning, at the very end of the tax cut drama, it was Mr. Cheney once more into the breach.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50, the Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the conference report to accompany H.R. 2 is agreed to.
Not that there weren't other strong personalities involved. House Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas had a heavy hand in negotiations, and in the end, it was basically the bill he crafted that will become law. When Democrats tried to attack his bill, he had this to say.
If people are really worried about not having enough taxes, I understand you can voluntarily write a check to the Treasury, and at least you'll feel real good about making sure that more of your money stays in Washington.
The final bill chops down tax rates on dividends and capital gains income. It reduces by 2 percentage points most income tax rates. It also allows businesses to write off more of their expenses. Married couples will pay a little less, and parents get $400 more in child credit. Its cost is $350 billion over 10 years. But that's assuming the cuts in the bill will end when they're scheduled to, most of them around 2008. But Republicans have every intention of extending those cuts. And those who want to return to the old rates will be accused of raising taxes later. So some critics, like Robert Bixby, executive director of the Concord Coalition, say that the bill's true cost could be more than triple its face value.
The tax bill has a number of provisions in it that say that new tax cuts are going to expire after 2 years or 5 years. And if you assume that those things don't happen, that those sunsets don't happen, and the tax cuts that they just voted for continue over the next 10 years, then the lost revenue is up over $1 trillion rather than the $350 that's in the official cost estimate.
And speaking of large numbers, the Senate followed up its tax cut vote by debating an increase in the U.S. debt limit, the largest such increase ever, roughly $1 trillion. Democrats like Montana's Max Baucus seized on that.
If we follow the budget resolution, the debt will grow to $12 trillion, $40 billion in 2013. That would be $39,000 in debt for every man, woman, and child in the country in 2013, 10 years from now.
Still, the debt limit increase was hard to resist. Treasury Secretary John Snow warned lawmakers earlier this week that the U.S. government would default on Social Security payments and other bills if it isn't allowed to borrow more. In a week when Republicans prevailed, Democrats are claiming credit for one policy change, an extension of unemployment benefits that would have expired at month's end. The Republican majorities in both chambers had opposed proposals for an additional 26 weeks of benefits, but this week they relented and agreed to a 13-week extension. With that change, the jobless benefits passed both chambers today. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.